to Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 69. Let's get started. Okay, welcome, ladies.
Hey.
Howdy ho.
Are we starting with the hoes already?
That's a good thing. Are the hoes out already?
I didn't even plan that.
Hey ho, hey ho.
Hey, hey, hey.
We are going to be talking about BB17. It's really all we can talk about right now because CBB has not started yet.
Not yet.
But I am so looking forward to it.
Me?
Same here.
Yeah.
I'm just missing a big brother, actually, right now.
A proper
big brother. I didn't tell y'all I went back because I've been missing Big Brother. And I'm finishing up that one season that I told y'all I wanted
good.
To finish it. Big Brother 10.
Oh, yeah.
From, I think, 2007, 8, I don't even know. I think it's the last one on Channel 4 that Joseph always talks about.
Okay.
With Davina. She is a good host.
Is this British or Australian?
Oh, sorry. It's UK.
UK. Okay. I think that's the one Gennaro told us about, isn't it?
Was it? Okay. Gennaro. It might have been Gennaro, too.
Yeah.
But I was watching it before we started Australia, like the first time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Australia came in, and I just totally forgot. And then we were talking about it a couple weeks ago, and I was like, let me go back and watch the rest of it. So I started watching the rest of it, and it's still pretty good. And
nice.
For those of y'all who don't know, because I honestly don't know if I'm telling you the right year, it's the one with Josie and John James and Andrew and Mario and Sam and Steve, Corin. Okay, that's enough people.
Those guys.
A lot of people in the house.
Oh, yeah. And they were pretty entertaining that season, so.
Cool.
I don't know how you find the time.
I don't know either. I think
this is so true.
All I did one night, I couldn't sleep, and so I was like, let me turn that on.
Like the busiest person alive.
4 hours.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not that busy. I have no big brother, so I have a void.
Well,
I suppose.
You need that big brother fix.
But I have been also binge-watching, re-watching some other stuff, so I'm trying to not get tired of it, so I switch off on shows.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on in Big Brother US world?
Well, speaking of bored.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we are getting to that time of the season where we're just like, is it over yet?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Right?
I think my main thing is because I'm not rooting for anyone.
Right.
Don't care who wins.
Right.
See, that makes it tough.
It does.
It does.
How many people are left?
Maybe seven?
Okay.
Seven or eight?
Something like that, yeah. Seven or eight?
Yeah.
You don't like
that
of them, huh?
Not really.
No.
I mean, there's still like a split in the house. So, it's like one side versus the other.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just kind of gets tiring, but it's always the way. So.
Even though it's like split one side versus the other, there are still like a lot of floaters.
There are
I
floaters,
feel.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But
How
not
is that
really
possible?
Playing. So, the last time we got together and we talked, the nominations were Clay and Shelley.
Yes, which we were happy with.
We were very happy about that. And who was it that had them on the block? Who was the HOH?
Was it James?
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah.
Balls of Steel, James.
Mm-hmm. He was
put
the only one who really
players.
Had the, exactly, who had the
right.
cojones to put them up.
Exactly, that's right.
Cojones.
The cojones. Yeah. So, of course, everyone's freaking out, but, you know, it's a good thing. And we're, like Elmarie said, we're very happy about that, so.
And freaking out. No one freaks out like Vanessa.
And she's the pucker girl, right?
Are you tired of her yet?
I am.
Oh, thank
I don't know
God.
Why I considered her one of my favorites.
Oh, I've had
for
it with her.
For her to be a professional poker player, she freaks the fuck out way too much.
Yes, she cries.
She cries almost
what?
Every episode.
All the time.
Oh,
and then I thought maybe it's her CBS edit. But I watched this chick on After Dark and her ass is still crying.
Oh my God. Yeah, she's so paranoid.
She's very paranoid. Really she paranoid. Cries about the smallest things. James isn't talking to me, or I said good morning to Clay and he didn't look me in the eye. Like, right. She's very, very paranoid.
Right. Well, she's very perceptive. She's picking up on all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't know how to, like, process it internally.
No.
And come up with a solution. She just freaks out at everybody.
Oh, and she actually, like, yells at people?
Oh, yeah.
Not always yelling.
Well, not always yelling, but definitely confronting.
Yes, Lord. It's always a confrontation. Right. And it can be the smallest thing, and she wants to have a powwow about it.
Oh, right. Lord, no. Like, John gave her, like, a death stare once, and she was like, what? What's going on? What's happening? You know? It's like, just relax, sister.
Mm-hmm. Why do you give her a death stare?
Well, because he wants to get her out.
Oh, okay.
So she knows she's in trouble.
Oh, yeah, she knows.
She just can't hide it. So yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that she's on your shit list.
She is.
Good, good.
Yeah, she is.
Good.
And I kind of also feel like, I don't want to call her money hungry or greedy, but remember back in the beginning when they were introducing all of the house guests? Well, she's supposedly one of the top poker players in the country.
Right.
Like, she travels for tournaments, and it's obviously really, really good.
Right.
So I'm just wondering what made her go for Big Brother. Is it because she just wants more money?
Yeah.
Or
a because challenge she doesn't... Or...
Right. Or is
she
it
must
the
be
challenge?
Doing well financially.
She is.
Right? Yeah, because she wins a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She does.
And you don't make that much in Big Brother.
But you don't make a lot of money gambling either.
Yeah, you can.
Some of those tournaments are a lot of money.
But you have to pay to get into them. And then...
Yeah, you do.
If you're doing that all year round and you only win once or twice, that's your whole, like, year salary.
Yeah, I think that they can get sponsored, too.
Mm.
Like, they'll have somebody front the money for them,
mm-hmm.
kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it is expensive to get into them, but...
I mean, you can always use more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fault her for using more money. I'm just questioning, like, what's her motivation. Whole point of being there. Yeah,
right.
If she's acting like this.
Oh, my God.
Is she like a super fan?
No.
Hmm.
Not at all.
No. Anyway.
There's only, what, one more super fan left?
Yes. Steve, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, who's that one? Who is he? Which one?
He reminds you of, do you remember Ian?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's sort of like the nerdy super fan, smart, or is he? I don't think he's as smart as he.
I don't think so either.
No. Right?
Oh, gosh. No. Yeah.
So, anyway, we go to the veto. So, we have James as HOH, Clay and Shelley as the nominees.
Yes.
And the other three that play are Jackie, Becky, and Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was like a medieval catapult.
Yes.
So, everybody had a token or something that they would fling out. Whoever got the lowest number was out.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the one where they have prizes every time. So the first person that lost was Jackie.
Yeah.
And when she picked her prize, it was the power of veto. So you know she's not going to keep that one.
Of course not.
Right? It always works out that way. Shelley bowed out next, and she got what was called Knight in Shining Armor, or the Armitard.
What?
Yeah. You remember the unitard, right?
Yeah.
Well, now it's an armitard. It's like the body armor that a knight in shining armor wears.
As like and, a onesie.
Yes. And someone has to follow them around 24/7 and shine it.
Oh, and shine the armor. Like another house guest?
Yes. Somebody else will get that task.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah. So, of course, Shelley trades that for the power of veto.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Vanessa is the next to bow out, and she gets a trip to Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
So she keeps it.
Of course.
Of course. She doesn't need the power of veto.
No.
Round four, Clay goes out, and he gets that knight. he has to shine the armor.
The shiner, yeah.
The shiner of the armor. So, of course, he trades that for the Ireland trip.
Yep.
Hello.
Which is smart, yeah. And then the final round, Becky loses.
Yeah.
So she picked $5,000 and she kept it. Right?
Yes. Now,
so James won.
Now, didn't it seem like Becky has just come out of nowhere?
Yes.
Isn't she the one you said you never know she's there?
Yes.
Yeah, she's been really quiet, but now all of a sudden she's trying harder, or I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You think so?
I thought she was really, like, quiet, laid back. Her whole MO was to pretty much have people just completely forget about her.
Right. Sometimes they hardly show her in the episode.
I know.
And that's when you're like, huh, she's still in the house?
Right.
Yeah.
She's the one that got hit by the chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got hit by the train.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Yep, the one who got hit by the train.
Yeah, but she's a very strong competitor. She's very physically fit, and she's good with, like, those endurance challenges, it seems, so.
And I had no idea.
No.
No idea. Yeah. Like, I have to give it to her. She really played in the background really well.
Yeah, I think.
And she's coming out at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. Another little twist of that power veto, that part of it was, what's it called? Oh, the veto competition.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I got confused with that in the ceremony. They had this thing similar to what they did last year, where there's sort of like this single endurance competition that actually Shelley got on this one. So she had to be like a sword trainer, and she had to do 3 different things with the sword. 2,000
like a ritual.
Yeah, like punching, slashing, whatever the heck it was.
Punch, slash, and then cut in half.
Punch, slash, cut in half.
Yeah.
And she had to do that 2,400 times in 24 hours.
Yep.
Yeah. Or would, I forget what the stipulation was if she didn't.
I don't even remember.
I think she, like, couldn't play for the veto the following week or something like that. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You know what? I have to give it to Shelley. Because she didn't waste any time starting.
Nope.
Like, almost immediately, she started doing the ritual.
Yeah.
And she got through, like, the first 100 really quickly.
Yep.
And she barely slept.
Right.
Everyone else is in the house asleep, and she's outside doing this ritual. And Clay was keeping her company, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, aw, that's so sweet.
Your brother, Clay, is out there with you.
Isn't that sweet?
But she was good. She never complained.
No.
She wasn't whinging or nothing.
Well, her feet were starting to hurt.
Yeah.
Of course. But she wasn't walking around complaining about it. She mentioned it once and that was it.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. So she finished that. So she was all set with her.
Yes.
Her task. And then, so of course, Jackie has to wear the unitard, and Vanessa has to follow her around and shine it all the time. Armitard, right? So they go through that whole process, and then finally she gets to take it off. And it was like turning on James, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's so turned on by everything.
Isn't he? It's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. Like, what? It's not any one girl, it's all the girls.
No, it's all of them.
Yeah.
But he's turned on by just, like, really quirky stuff.
Yeah, like her shining the armitard. He was like, ooh.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's so quirky.
Maybe he just hasn't had any in a while.
That's probably
likely.
It hasn't
been that long since they've been in the house. Come on.
It's been a long time.
But you don't know how he, what his home life is like.
That's true. He may be a nympho in real life. We don't know.
Or he might have not been able to get any before he went in.
Right. Now he's stuck in the house with attractive women.
He's got extra pent-up aggression or whatever.
Yeah.
But he is really playful. Like, he plays around with Meg a lot.
Yes. And like, with Julia. Flirting.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I like James.
I do.
If there's anyone I'm rooting for, he's one of them.
Yeah, if I had to choose someone, it would be James.
If I had to. Yes.
He's also the house guest that plays pranks a lot.
He does. They crack me up.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he likes to scare people, which I wouldn't like.
I wouldn't.
I don't like that.
I wouldn't like that either.
But he'll hide, in the closet or on the side of someone's bed.
Or in the bed.
Yeah.
Remember he got in her bed?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And it's pitch black.
Yep.
And she could hear him next to the bed that one time he did it.
But she didn't know it was him. She just heard something.
And they kept getting closer and closer. She was freaking out. It was great.
Did you see the part where he was hiding in the closet?
I didn't see that.
Oh, my gosh. It was on the live feeds.
In the dark?
So, yep, it's in the dark. He's scrunched up in this itty-bitty closet. Like, he looks like a contortionist.
Oh, my God.
In this closet. And he waits until Julia falls asleep and then pops out on her. It is hilarious. Like, she screams. She runs out of the bed. I mean, pops out of the bed. She runs out. Oh, my God. Something's after me. Like, it was hilarious. Poor
thing. That's terrible.
I'd be so annoyed.
Yeah. That's too much.
Especially if you're in a, twilight sleep.
You're trying to sleep.
You don't know what the fuck's going on, really.
Yeah. All my sleeps are twilight, as you guys know.
Huh?
What? Said, all my sleeps are twilight. Like, I sleep heavy, as you guys know.
Oh no. Yes. Twilight's different.
That's Twilight's like falling asleep.
Yeah, twilight's like light sleep.
Oh, no, I'm opposite.
You're the opposite.
I'm way opposite.
She knocks right out.
Yeah. As soon as
at any moment.
The pillow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you quick goer to sleeper?
Yes.
Wow.
Very.
I can be. I remember in college, a roommate telling me, we were talking, and all of a sudden, you were snoring. And I'm like, what do you
mean? I'm tired.
She's like, I said something, and then you said something, and then I said something, and then you didn't say anything.
That's awesome.
Oh, gosh. So apparently I can fall asleep really quickly.
Yeah, depending.
Depending, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
What about you, Sister A?
I I'll fall asleep in 5 minutes or something. Sometimes I'll pass out quick, but not typically.
Mm. 5 minutes is pretty quick.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Do you fall asleep? Do any of y'all fall asleep, watching TV or something?
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, nodding off a lot.
I wake up pretty quickly because when I sleep, I really do need darkness. So it doesn't take long for the TV light or the extra loud commercials to wake me back up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm always fighting it when I'm watching TV in bed. You know, getting the nods and dropping a book or my phone or whatever.
Yeah.
So. But okay, so we're going to get to the veto meeting.
Yes.
So James was HOH. He also won the power of veto. So, of course, he wants to keep the nominations the same.
Of course.
So Clay and Shelley are still on the block.
And it's confirmed one of them has got to go.
Gots to go,
Clay. The showmance is over.
That's right.
And of all weeks, it's the week before jury starts.
Yeah. So they're not going to see each other in the jury. Uh-huh. One's
and
gonna go.
So they really have a romance?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not one sided like most showmances are.
Yeah.
Both of them are in deep like.
Yeah.
And she's the one that's divorced and he's the football guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna get to the eviction episode. Yep. And before they get to the vote and everything like that, we have a Hitmen reunion.
Yeah!
So last year, the guy that won it,
Derek,
and
Cody,
mm-hmm. they had this alliance called the Hitmen. They were good friends in the house. They were the final two?
Yes.
Okay. So
The best alliances.
Yeah.
I'll say they were the second best, first being Chilltown.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've kept a good friendship since they've been out of the house for the year. So we get to see them behind the scenes. Derek has Cody and his crazy father and some other family members come over for a barbecue. And, of course, Cody has to take his shirt off. And
of course.
Play some football. And yeah. But, I mean, it was good to see them again.
It was. It was good to see that they're still really good friends. Yeah.
I forget where Cody was from. I remember Derek was from Rhode Island. But I forget where. Maybe he was from New York?
No. No? He didn't I'm thinking he didn't have, like, a New York accent.
Yeah. He kind of seemed like a New Yorker to me, though. I can't remember, though.
His dad really seemed like a New Yorker.
Right? Yeah. So maybe.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure that out sometime.
It must. And they drove. Like, Cody and his family drove to Derek's.
Yeah. So
yeah, probably New York.
Could be. Or Jersey. They could yeah. be Joy-Z people. So we get to the vote, and it's pretty much unanimous. Yeah. And
what happened?
Dun dun dun.
Dun 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 dun.
Clay is evicted.
Woo! Oh, they got rid of him.
Yep.
They got rid of him.
Preferred the other way.
Yeah. They were not campaigning against each other.
Yeah.
And I felt like he just kind of volunteered himself to go.
Well, he said that it was her dream to be on Big Brother and this and that. Yeah. So, and, you know, she did campaign a little bit against him at the...
She did.
Towards the end.
towards the end. Yeah. But he, like, for instance, when he was in the bathroom talking with Meg...
Oh, my God.
Well, flirting. Like Meg.
Crying, flirting, touching. I don't know what the hell was going on there.
I know. I was so confused.
That was so strange. I mean, like, she was drunk.
She was very drunk.
I don't know how drunk he was.
I don't think he was drunk at all.
Okay, but he was crying.
He was, well, he only got emotional because he was talking about Shelly and
okay.
he wanted Meg to promise to not keep him, to vote him out.
Right, to vote, to keep
and
her.
And she wouldn't promise she wouldn't, him that. She's yeah. like, no, I'm not going to vote you out.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really his wish.
Right.
And he just got emotional and started crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. It was sad.
Yeah. And of course, Julie was asked. He actually cried when he was being interviewed by Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that Shelly is the real deal.
Yep.
And Julie asked, do you love her? And he didn't. He didn't say anything.
I think he does.
Yeah. I mean, it seems they both seem that way.
Yeah, both right. of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And since he's been out, he's met up with her twin brother.
Right, you sent me a picture.
He could be their triplet.
Right.
He looks that much alike.
Oh, yeah.
Brother.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But he's younger, right? Like a couple years?
A few years.
Like 10 years.
Yeah. Oh,
hey.
Yeah. So her brother's a cougar, too. Or a puma.
Well, yeah. No, her brother's not a puma.
Her brother's not dating
He's
him.
He's not trying to date him.
I know, but age was.
I'm like, hold on, I didn't get that scoop.
Wait, I was like, wait, what kind of pictures did she send you?
Elmarie's the one that mentioned the threesome.
What?
No.
When did she say a threesome?
Where is your head at?
Ooh, I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, she said triplets. Gosh.
I know, I'm just kidding.
First hoes, now threesomes.
What the hell's going on?
What is going on over in Boston?
So you said he's met up with her brother.
Yeah.
But what else?
I think he's met a couple, like, the rest of her family, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's... Crazy. Maybe serious. She's met the love of her life.
Ooh.
I know. We'll
It'll
see.
It'll never last.
You don't think so?
No.
Because of the age difference?
Maybe. I mean, it's difficult because the house is so different. Like, being in a house... You know, see person all day, every day for like 2 months.
And that's the thing. They're around each other 24/7.
There's nothing to do.
Nothing to do but be around each other.
Right.
So it's definitely a different dynamic once they're out of the house. We'll see if there are
some challenges there.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. For the HOH competition, after Clay is evicted, it's an endurance challenge.
Which I think that was a setup.
You think so?
Like, I do. I think because the last HOH comp was endurance.
Yes, that's and you know true. How we
usually flip-flop endurance and then a mental.
That's right, that's right.
But they know that Shelly, they meaning producers,
yes,
know that Shelly is really good with endurance, and I felt like they really just wanted to throw
wanted the count her to win. Win. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. So it was like the, we've seen this one before where they're kind of, they have to carry a small amount of liquid down a slippery track and put it in a big container.
Yeah.
So it takes hours and hours to get like that little ping pong ball inside to float up. And Julie also said that, you know, now, from now on, and Elmarie said this too, that there'll be, people will be evicted into the jury. And she says, but it doesn't mean you're out of the game.
So someone's coming back.
Somebody's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get everybody out.
We want them out. Don't put them back in.
Right?
So
this was one of the competitions where the broadcast episode goes off and you still don't know who won.
Which I hate.
But
and I actually do cheat and I look up.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Ooh.
Because you gotta wait from Thursday.
And I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You don't have to research.
Because you have to wait from Thursday all the way to Sunday to figure
you
it
do.
Out.
Yeah, you do.
And I just want to know if the good side of the house won or if the bad side of the house won.
Okay, so wait, who do you consider good side and who do you consider bad side?
The bad side of the house is Austin and the twins.
Okay.
And the good side of the house is James, Meg, and John.
And where is Vanessa?
She is very, very bad.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, she's part of the twins thing, too.
Okay.
I think I just evicted her in my head. I forgot she was in there. So, and then Steve is stuck in the middle.
He is.
Yeah. But I think he's gone towards the dark side, so I don't like him as much.
I don't know. I think he's playing them.
Yeah.
I don't think he's really, truly on Austin the Twins' side.
Yeah. But we know he has no balls. We'll come to that a little bit later.
Oh,
sorry.
So, with this competition, though, Becky won everything.
Yes.
Like, it was a $5,000 prize. She won that.
Yep.
It was a to skip a half knot.
You'd never be a half knot again.
Yeah.
Never
she won
not.
That.
Yep.
And she won HOH.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was great.
Yeah, so she went from forgetting she's in the house to just being a beast and winning it all.
Exactly.
That was probably her master plan.
It was, and she played it off really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's done really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. What? What is that little laugh about?
Right.
So anyway, she gets the HOH, and then we get to go up to see her HOH room.
Mm-hmm.
And James goes gaga over her pictures.
I'm not surprised.
Is he the horny one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And
that's
he said,
why I'm not surprised.
Yeah. She got a lot of healthy foods like kale and really fresh produce and stuff like that. And she got some Brussels sprouts. And James literally had no idea what they were. Thought they were tennis balls or something.
Now, who is James?
It's the horny guy.
I know, but where is he from?
I'm from South Carolina.
Oh, is he the
he's Asian
okay.
fella?
From the country.
Country boy.
But he should know about Brussels sprouts. Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was like, I think I'd rather eat slop than those things.
Thank you, because them stuff suckers are nasty.
What? Yeah, actually, I'm not a big fan of Brussels sprouts.
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Stop it. Are you both serious?
Yes, they are tough to get down.
What?
They're bitter or something.
They're not better.
It's hard to cook them right that I could eat them.
Well, I've never tried cooking them myself.
What? How do you have them?
Well, usually, like, if I'm at a restaurant and they come on something.
Okay. Yeah, they're but really I like tough. Them. And,
little cabbages or something.
Yeah, like little cabbages. Yeah, they're really dense.
That's a really good description.
Yeah, it's very good.
I don't like them.
There's a lot of layers.
I don't like cabbage either.
I don't mind cabbage.
But I think I would eat cabbage over those.
I think so, too.
So you don't eat cabbage?
No.
Really?
<Mm-mm>.
Well, no. Damn. Sisay, do you eat cabbage?
I eat cabbage.
She's got to eat something. Shit, she's going to waste away. She don't eat no meat.
And I don't eat no Brussels sprouts.
And she don't eat Brussels sprouts. She got to eat cabbage.
Oh, my gosh.
No, okay, I do.
Why don't
everything
you like
else.
Cabbage?
Huh? You don't?
No, I do. I love
Oh, you do
cabbage.
Like cabbage, yeah.
You mean like cooked cabbage?
Yeah, not raw.
Well.
Like corned beef and cabbage?
Yes.
No, that don't even sound right. I don't think I've had corned beef, honestly.
So good.
What?
Wait a minute, have I had corned beef?
What?
I don't think I have.
Who are you?
Do you eat corned beef, Sisay?
No.
No.
No, she doesn't eat meat.
But I use it to when I eat meat.
She's saying corned beef like it's thebomb.com. Wait a minute.
I'm a fan of it because it's from Ireland.
Okay.
Oh, but I just eat the cabbage part.
Okay.
Well, and some potatoes.
Why I haven't had it.
That's probably why.
Wait, you've never had it?
I don't think so, but you mean like, is it like sandwiches? Sliced meat?
Oh, my Lord.
Huh?
I can't believe you've never had beef.
Corned beef. I've had beef.
No. Corned beef.
Corned.
No, I don't think I have had that. I could be wrong because you know my memory is spotty, but I don't think I've had that.
I love corned beef sandwiches.
What do you get? It's sliced meat, right? Can you get it at the deli?
You can get it at the deli and it's sliced, but if you cook it, it comes in like a brisket.
Yeah.
Like brisket form. Mm. And once it's cooked, then yeah, you can slice it.
Yeah, it's like slow cooked, so it's really like tender.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
What makes it Falls corned off. Beef? Is it a special cut of meat?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know what makes it
probably.
Corn.
I don't
have to
know.
Look that shit up.
It doesn't taste anything like corn.
I don't know where the corn part comes from, but
I don't either.
I don't either.
We'll have to
do some research.
I have to Google it.
I've heard of cabbage and like sausage, but I don't think I've seen it with
I've never heard of cabbage and sausage.
What?
No. No.
I have. No. I don't even eat that shit.
It's a southern thing.
I guess.
No, because, I didn't grow up in the south.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the south and in the Midwest.
Oh.
So, okay, corned beef and, like, what kind of sausage? Like, Polish sausage?
Yeah, like that or breakfast sausage.
Kielbasa?
Yeah, or breakfast sausage.
Okay. Yeah, that's
I miss kielbasa.
Do you?
That was some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, I saw this really cool video on Facebook.
Mm.
You need to look it up on YouTube about this soul food. It was vegan soul food.
Wow.
It was a restaurant in Inglewood, California.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in the neighborhood, and she says people in the hood want to eat healthy too. Nice. And she has this restaurant, and one day because she's a vegan, she said, well, I'm going to make this vegan. She called it a platter, party platter or something.
Okay.
And it had, like, slow-cooked barbecue tofu. It looked like real meat. Mm. It looked good. She had some kind of vegan macaroni and cheese.
Wow.
That they said tasted so good.
Hmm.
And impressive.
And then she had kale instead of greens. She had kale cooked down like greens.
Okay.
And then there was something else. I can't think of it. They tore that shit up.
They said
it was like the best food ever. And then this woman turns around. She had her hair wrapped, that black woman. And she says she's been a vegan for like 30, 40 years.
Wow.
And they had that platter as a special. They took it off the next day. And all the people said, where's the vegan platter? Wow. And she's like, oh, that was just a one-time special. She's like, oh, okay, bye. And they left. They didn't buy anything else.
So oh, my goodness.
They decided to keep it on the menu. Wow. Now people come in there. She's like, people who aren't even vegan come and get that.
That's awesome.
Then she said she doesn't have any medication. She doesn't do this, this, and that. And said that she was going to be 65. And this woman looked like she was wow. old. Skin was clear and flawless. Wow. She was gorgeous. I mean,
healthy living.
And one of the guys was like, 65. Wow. He's like, I think I might become a vegan. Yeah. Anyway.
That's hard, though. Vegan is hard.
But vegan soul food, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's amazing. I wish it was closer. I'd go try it out.
No, but we might have to Google that. There might be some places here or maybe. Where you are.
What's it called?
Shit, I don't know. I'll try to find the video and
see if you can send it to us.
It was a Facebook video. Okay. So those are sometimes hard, but I'll look for it again. Okay. But no. I think it was a BuzzFeed thing. Okay. So those should be easy to find. Yeah.
Now, what's the major difference between a vegan and a vegetarian diet?
Vegans is no dairy.
No animal products whatsoever.
Right. No dairy, no butter. Okay.
Right. So for me, I am ovo-lacta. What? Ovo-lactum vegetarian. So I eat dairy and eggs, but no meat of any kind, no fish, nothing like that. So, but then, you know, there's pescatarians, there's people that just don't eat red meat.
What the fuck's a pescatarian?
That's like just they eat fish. Oh. So no red fish. Meat. Only fish. No fowl. Okay. So, and then vegan is very strict. Gotcha. Yeah. So it's difficult to get everything that you need. It has to be difficult. Yeah. To get all that nutrition. Because there's a lot in dairy, like calcium and protein and all that good stuff. So, yeah. Wow. That's it.
Interesting. I learned something new today.
There you go.
Hey, yep. I found it. I'll send y'all the link.
Oh, sweet. Thanks. I was just going to make a note.
Yeah, I found it. Cool. Coo, coo, coo. Oh, sorry. I got us way off track.
That's okay. So, Becky is HOH, and she's a very healthy eater. That's how we got on this kick. Yeah. The Brussels sprouts.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. I got to comment on something first. All right. Okay. Somebody sent a picture of what's her name and her brother and his.
I did.
Okay. LM did. Which one is Clay and which one's the brother?
Pick one.
Well, they're both cute. I think the one on the right is cuter.
The twin is in the white shirt. Yep. And Clay is in a black t-shirt.
Oh, well, honey, I'd have been on Clay too then. Hello.
Well, he's good looking for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't look alike.
You don't think so?
No.
They do, and you sent another picture where they looked almost identical.
I did. It was another picture, too. I sent it a while ago.
You sent that a ways back. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, her brother looks young. Younger than the Clay guy.
He does, kind of, yeah.
He does.
Yeah. They're both cute,
though. Looks pretty young, too, though. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, the other picture I sent...
Did you find it?
In the beginning of this month.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling back, but we talk so much I can't find it.
I just saw it.
I mean, I don't think they look a lot alike in that picture, but I do remember the other picture where they do look somewhat similar.
They look like identical in the first picture she sent.
I just resent the second one.
Okay, good.
Clay looks a lot better now.
They both look better now.
Yeah, without all that scruff. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vegan soul food.
I don't think I know what Shelly looks like. I'll have to go look her up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Shelly does not look like her twin brother.
Right. I mean, kind of. You can see it in the mouth, maybe a little bit in the eyes.
Yeah. But I don't think her and Clay look alike, though.
No, that's true. Mm-mm. But if you saw them next to each other, like her brother and her, we could probably... True. Yeah. True. That's Shelly, yeah.
Oh. Let me go back to it. Oh, she's pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, that's cute. I mean, are y'all liking this showmans or no? You're annoyed, you don't like her, so... I
don't... The showmans I did like, but I did not like their gameplay.
Yeah. I remember he was an ass.
Very much
way
so.
Back at the beginning.
To the black girl.
Yeah. Yep. So...
Yeah, so...
he's always been kind of on my shit list.
Yeah, he has.
So I don't really care.
Off with his head.
Yeah.
Off with his head.
So Becky, she would love to backdoor Vanessa. That's her goal.
Yeah.
So as sort of pawns, she puts up Shelly and Steve as nominees.
Yes.
Right? But Becky later on tells Shelly that Vanessa is her target, so not to worry.
Yeah, don't worry. You're safe. Oh, you're not fine. Going after.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not my main target.
The usual.
Yeah. And I don't know, they keep kind of showing Steve off on his own a lot.
I think he's always been to his own self.
Yeah, I mean, he's just in a room by himself talking to himself. Talking now, that's kind of weird.
I feel like he talks to himself and answers back.
Yeah, right. That's not a good sign.
No.
No.
Okay, y'all don't do that?
No.
Excuse me?
I'm asking.
Sister you? Kay, do you do that?
Do you?
Yes.
What? I talk to myself?
No, and answer back.
It depends on what I'm talking about.
Give us an example.
Let me think.
Depends on what I'm talking about.
I will talk to myself. I do that at work.
Okay.
I do it at home. I do it at the store. I'm just talking, but I'm not, I don't really remember answering myself because I'm not really asking myself questions.
Okay, no. He blatantly asks himself questions and directly answers himself.
And also wants his mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big talker to myself.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
I'm not out loud like I'm talking right now, but I, like, you know, under your mumble. Breath, under your breath, talk to yourself. Oh, how do I do this? Okay, I'm going to do, I talk through stuff.
Okay. I can, oh, that's all right.
See, I don't.
I don't do that either, but that's okay. They say talking to yourself is like a sign of insanity.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Never heard that. Oh, yeah.
Right, Elmarie?
Yep.
Not that you're insane.
See,
I'm just saying.
I feel like talking to yourself is normal, but if you're talking to things that people that aren't there, like if you think you're talking to someone and no one else can see that person,
that's definitely some crazy.
To me,
shit.
That's
oh yeah.
But talking to yourself, I'm like, I mean, I'm not. I will say stuff like, "Oh, why did you do that stupid thing?" If I mess something up, I'm like, "Oh shit, I'll cuss." And who doesn't do that?
Me?
That is, I don't, not do that.
No. Sometimes I'll cuss.
The furthest I'll go is say if I lose something, say I lost my keys. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll say something like, where did I put my keys? Oh, here they are. That's probably the only time talk to myself.
Well, that's what I do. I do like that stuff too.
But I do know a couple
and
people.
And you answer yourself.
That is answering myself.
Yeah.
But I do know a couple people who talk to themselves, but not in a mumble. It's like in a regular tone of voice.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
And I'm forever like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
Or think that they're talking to me, but
right.
Oh, I'm just talking to myself again. That's a little cuckoo.
Yeah.
Oh, I do that.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's crazy, though. I think that's normal, because how else do you talk through shit? Sometimes you just have to hear your shit head. Out loud.
You do it in your head.
Head.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Sometimes you have to hear that shit out loud.
It's okay.
Well, what's this dude's name?
Steve,
I don't think you're crazy.
Yeah.
That's normal.
I also wonder if he's kind of doing it because he knows people are watching and listening.
I don't. Do you think?
I get the impression
is he
that
looking
he
at the camera?
It. No. And I get the impression that he just does that in his normal life.
Okay. I always wonder, like, if they're playing it up for the cameras.
I need to see a clip. I need to see a video of it because I don't think that's weird. I think that's
I'll see if normal. I can find you a clip.
Okay.
I know other people that do that too.
But he's like,
do you talk to the TV? Like, when you're watching TV and something happens on the TV that you're like, what the fuck? Do you, like, say what the fuck?
Not if I'm
by
myself.
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe they just killed that person?
If I'm by myself, I don't really talk to the TV. But if I'm with somebody else, I'll probably talk to the TV.
Yes. Agreed. Right?
Okay.
Agreed.
Wow, El Marie and I are on the same page tonight.
Hmm. What?
Wow, right?
Is it a cell phone?
Must be.
I talk to the TV. I talk to the dog. I talk to myself. Well, dogs are
one thing.
Well, a dog, that's different.
That's different.
Because the dog can actually hear you.
It's there.
Yeah.
I'm here.
But you're you.
I know.
You're always where you are.
Exactly. So that's why I don't think that's strange. But
you're always there.
I talk to the TV. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, you crazy. Like, when you go to the movies, do you talk back to the movie theater?
No!
Oh, fuck. You are not that person in movies who's talking, are you?
I don't talk to the well, it depends on what they're doing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, ooh, don't do that.
Uh-oh.
You know, there's a code in the movies. Respectful. You're not supposed to do that.
I throw popcorn at people who...
Sister K would be covered.
I don't talk, but I'm like, ooh.
Sister K will turn around. Who keeps throwing popcorn at me?
Popcorn all over her.
And wait, when I went with my cousin to see Magic Mike XXL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we talked throughout. I mean, there are people. I mean, okay, so we went to the early. I think we went to the first day it opened in the afternoon. I think I had off work that day or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There weren't that many people in there. Or maybe it was like over a holiday. I don't know. But there were pockets of women, and there was like a couple somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. All of them people were talking in the movie.
Well, that's a different kind of movie, too, right?
I don't care. There should be no talking in the movies. Yeah.
What?
I wouldn't be talking.
That is my
When you watch a movie in your home, like with your family or something in the house, you guys are all silent the whole time?
No.
I mean, come on.
I'm that person, if someone wants to talk, I'm that person who'll pick up the remote and pause.
I do that sometimes,
Oh, I have
too.
Done that, because we started talking and we want to go back, but...
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like... I mean, like,
I guess
in
we can't
movie
go to the
theater
movie
talking,
together,
though,
then.
I don't like that. I'll report your ass.
Yeah.
What they gonna do? They ain't gonna do nothing to me. Report to who?
I reported people.
What you gonna do? What reporting gonna do?
I don't know, but I still
gonna
do.
Get a demerit.
Reporting is going to get your ass kicked when you leave the theater. That's
It's anonymous. No
Do
one
what?
Really knows.
There
it's a what?
You get up.
It's anonymous. It's not like
anonymous.
The
you're
movie
get up
theater police
in
come
the
in
middle
and say,
of
hey.
The, you're going to get up in the middle of the movie to go report on somebody?
I have before, yeah.
Wow.
You're missing even more of the movie than if you would have just stayed there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Depends on how loud they are. Now, if people are having a full-blown conversation...
This person that I did actually exit the theater to report them, this person was texting. And you know how... Okay, you know how with iPhones, if you have your sound up really, really loud, you can hear the key tones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that was irritating me.
Yep.
And then whoever they were texting kept trying to call, because I'll hear the beginning of the ring, and they'll... press decline because all of a sudden the ring will stop. And I was just really annoyed. So
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I had some guy behind me once. I went by myself, which sometimes I do. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy behind me and he must have had like a 3-course meal in a plastic bag that kept rustling. Is that you? It was so annoying. And I don't get annoyed easily, but I was so annoyed.
Wait, he was eating.
Was that you, El Marie?
It probably was.
Well, how can you have those other rules and then come in with a plastic bag and be wrestling for an hour?
Wait a minute. She said wrestling. It's wrestling.
To me, he was wrestling with it. He was having, like, a full-blown, like, wrestling match with that thing.
Well, no. I have it down to a science. If I'm bringing in something... Okay. Prime example. I usually either bring my Subway foot long and a Pepsi and some chips, or I'll bring pizza, but I still have a Pepsi. So, I have it down to a science. I don't crack open my Pepsi can until the part of the movie where, like, a really noisy part.
Yeah.
So no one can hear me opening it.
That's why you That's get good. You need to get and bottles. And then
I'll unwrap whatever I'm eating during another noisy part. So no one hears it.
I'm sure somebody's hearing it.
I will definitely take a whole meal.
Yeah, okay, but you aren't wrestling around.
If you get bottled drinks, then you won't have to even worry about that.
But I don't like, I love Pepsi, but I'll only drink it if it's from a fountain or a can.
What?
Yeah, but if you get it in the bottle, you're always like, psh.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So that's more annoying.
And bottled Pepsi is weak.
She likes the concentrated stuff in the can.
Oh my goodness, she is like particular.
Oh yes,
I am.
That is too funny.
I don't even know how we got on this topic.
We have brought food into a movie theater before, but actually usually always bring our own candy and food.
Because candy and the food, it's ridiculously priced in theaters.
Well, that's right.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the drinks.
And the drinks.
The drinks are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Although, do you have a theater called NJR?
No.
Well, they give you free refills on your drinks and popcorn.
Our AMC does that if you get the big one.
Okay.
Like a bucket. They have a plastic bucket.
See, ours does it even if you get a small.
Ooh.
So this is what I do.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
I'll order a small popcorn, and while I'm still in line, I'll ask for my refill.
What?
And yeah, like, I'll order the small popcorn, I'll pay for it, and then I'll say, can I have my refill? And sometimes they'll be like, no, you have to actually come back for the refill. And if I get one of those type of employees, I just go to the back of the line and wait again.
Wait a minute. Go in. How are you going to get a refill if your bag is still full?
Because they give you an... I'll ask for another bag, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
Obviously. You should go in with like a Ziploc bag and empty it out.
No, I'm not going through all that.
I can't even eat that much popcorn in the movie theater.
Yeah, but it's a small size.
Yeah.
You can eat a small size.
That's
true. Sure you could.
Yeah.
Oh, that brings me to something I wanted to talk about real quick.
Oh, my God. All right, go ahead, Sister K.
I'm sorry, Sister A. Let's go ahead and finish the...
No. Do tell us.
How much more Big Brother we got of these people?
We got some more to cover, but let's do this and then we'll go on. Okay, let's
cover Big Brother. I'll remember.
No, you shan't.
Go ahead. Yeah, I will. Go ahead. So we had somebody just won. I can't remember who we were talking about.
We were talking about Steve and how he talks to himself.
That's how we got started on this. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have the power of veto. Becky is the HOH. Steve and Shelley are on the block. Austin, Vanessa, and Meg play for the veto.
Yes.
And this is the one, they had this as well, I think, last year, where you get on a swing line, you go past a big window that has comics.
And you have to remember the comic book covers.
Right, and each character is a person in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of fine detail. Some of it's a little tricky.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah.
So you had to get 17 comics correct in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve wins, the guy that talks to himself. So he gets himself, he's going to get himself off the block.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, at the veto meeting, he comes off and Becky does put Vanessa up because that's her target.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we find out at the end of that episode that it's going to be a double eviction week coming up.
Right.
So yeah, Shelley and Vanessa are on the block now. Dun, dun, dun.
So what happened? I guess you have the veto, right?
Vanessa, the target. Yeah. Vanessa, the target, is not voted out.
Nope.
Shelley is.
Yes.
Whoops. So 1 week after her boyfriend, But the sucky part is he went home and she's the first in the jury house.
Yes. And of course, Julie asks her, do you love him? But she doesn't say.
She doesn't say either.
No.
Yeah. Julie needs to quit.
Doesn't she?
She is trying to be hard-nosed, but she is not.
Yeah, they're making her ask that.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. But speaking of showmances.
Yes.
So, remember how Liz didn't really like Austin?
Yes.
Well, you know both of them have relationships outside of the house.
What?
Liz has a boyfriend. Yes, Liz has a boyfriend and Austin has a girlfriend.
No.
And lately they both have came out, well, Austin's girlfriend has came out publicly like, it's over.
Oh my God.
Liz on the feeds have told Austin that she does plan to break up with her boyfriend when she gets out of the house.
Oh my gosh.
So it seems that she's actually starting to fall for him.
Well, she said on the last episode that she 93% liked him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good.
It is. And yeah. Austin. Yeah.
I didn't know about that, though.
Yeah. And Austin has actually said before that he's falling in love with her.
Oh, well, he definitely likes her more than she likes him, but I guess she's catching up. Oh, my gosh,
yes.
I mean, he's head over for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's actually said, like, he doesn't care if he wins. He's already got his prize.
He won. As far as he's concerned.
He won.
Damn.
What the hell is going on with people?
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe their relationships weren't that great to begin with.
Well, it couldn't have been.
No, it couldn't have been.
Or maybe they're just those kind of people.
Yeah. True. That's terrible. True. I mean, we've seen this in all other Big Brothers, right?
Yeah.
So there was a moment where Liz told Steve, the nerd who talks to himself, that there really is a possibility of her and Austin having and continuing this relationship outside of the house.
Okay.
And her twin, Julia, is not feeling it.
No, she can't stand that.
She can't stand it.
Yeah.
She feels like it's distracting her sister from the game, which mm-hmm. it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Austin gave Liz a hickey.
Oh, yes.
And Julia, flipped out.
Yeah.
She's pretty upset about it.
Oh, yeah. And even Liz was like, who gives hickeys anymore? That's which is what point. I was thinking.
I'm like, people still do that?
I know.
What else exactly. What else you gonna do in the Big Brother house?
That's oh, they all you do can more. Do. They do more.
Oh, what?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. What they do?
Oh, yeah.
Do tell, LM.
Mm-hmm.
What they do?
So.
Oh, boy.
Sister A, you may have noticed that during random odd times, you'll notice that the camera will zoom in on Austin's hand.
Yeah.
Like random times. Let's just say his fingers are pretty busy.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
No. What?
They have serious hand action going every day.
Oh, my Lord.
Every day. Or every
Where
night.
Where are they doing all this shit?
Where? In their bed.
HOH bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Dang.
Oh, they're in the HOH?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet, but they will be.
Yeah.
Damn. Uh-huh. I don't like it. I don't like a one bit. I don't like them anyway.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah.
First of all, and she's got a boyfriend, you said.
She does.
Well, she did.
First of all.
And he had a girlfriend.
Oh, he did.
He had a girlfriend, right.
But she publicly said, it's over.
Good for her.
So, you have a significant other outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you doing those kind of shenanigans in the house.
Right. Yeah.
When you know that shit's on TV and the internet and everything else.
Yes.
And, of course, they're not showing any of this because this is the first I've heard of it. they're not showing that they have partners outside the house or that other things are going on in the house.
No.
So they're hiding all that stuff.
But if you're going into the Big Brother house, I think house guests need to assume that their family and friends are going to watch the live
feeds. Of course.
Oh, yes. They'll pay for it.
Yeah. So they should know, their family and friends know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
And even if they don't see it, somebody's going to see it.
Right.
And leak it.
Yeah.
And tell you.
All your neighbors. You haven't came across the video. Like, the videos have been circulating on Twitter.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, mad. And past house guests have been, of course, commenting on it. Like, wow. Evil Dick said it made him gag.
Come on.
Because it's one, it's one particular video where, let's just say, Liz got really into it and animated.
Oh, my Lord. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah. So that's the one that
Evil And they're not Dick, under the covers doing this?
Their
bodies are, but not their faces.
Their hands
their are heads under are the covers.
But their upper body and heads are not. So you see them kissing and everything else. And you see their hands moving under the cover, though.
Gross.
Yeah. They would be totally covered, but Julia, Liz's twin, made a comment to her and she said, whatever you do, don't get totally under the covers with him. So that's the only reason you can see some of it, because they're not always completely covered.
I'm sorry, but he is gross.
He is gross.
He's a big hairy mess.
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's really gross.
Yeah.
Like, he is well beyond the taco meat stage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you just say he's gross because of the hair.
He's like,
yeah,
caveman hairy. Like,
right, he's really hairy.
Yeah,
hairy everywhere, and like the long beard, and he's starting to put like,
and he has some kind of like
beads or something in there.
Yeah,
it's gross.
His hair is like, it's not matted. It's just, it's gross.
It's gross. Shave it off.
Yeah, all of it. It's just gross.
Yeah.
He needs a full body head to toe wax.
Oh, no.
That would be a great. Now, UK, they like to do stuff like that.
That should be a competition.
Right? This should be a competition.
Mm-hmm.
But she likes him, so.
Yeah, she does.
Some people don't mind the hair. Ugh. My thing would be, first of all, you know, you're on TV.
Yeah.
So maybe wait until you get off.
Right. Mm-hmm. And don't tell me you forget that the cameras are on.
Well, they all say they forget.
They do all say
Not
that.
Not when you're starting to do stuff like that.
But I guess you forget about the boyfriend and the girlfriend he's got at home, too.
You forgot everybody.
I mean.
Right.
Come on.
That's kind of.
That's terrible.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess we last left off with Shelly getting evicted. So it's a double eviction.
Yes.
So they do a quick HOH, like the question answers true, false, or yes, no.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve wins HOH.
Yes.
Oh.
So he quickly nominates Meg and Jackie.
Random.
Very. They get to the veto competition, and John wins.
Yes.
And he and Steve talk, and I'm assuming they're going to take somebody off, because I think John wanted to get Vanessa out too, didn't he?
He did.
Ugh.
Vanessa is definitely John's target.
Yeah, because he was talking it up like the week before.
Mm-hmm.
But John gets up there and he doesn't use the veto. I was shocked.
What a whammy.
Yeah, I was totally shocked. What a whammy. So in the end, Jackie gets evicted.
She really got the short end of the stick.
Totally.
Because
nobody was going to vote Meg out.
For her.
Yeah, I felt bad too.
Yeah.
It should have
been Vanessa.
Oh, I mean, you had the chance.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So after this, there's 9 house guests left.
Yes.
We get to another HOH. which this was kind of a cool one. It was like emojis.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to remember which one was surrounded by which other one, and it was kind of complicated.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Liz wins HOH this week.
I know.
Yes. What's and Vanessa's in their ear to get Becky out because she knew that she was coming after her.
Well, Liz is one of the twins, and they're considered the bad side of the house.
Yeah, in my opinion. And your opinion.
And mine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Vanessa knows that Becky was trying to get her out the last week, so she wants them to go after her.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're talking, like, now that it's the twins, Austin and Vanessa, they're coming up with these Austin's twins.
Austin's stupid. Angels.
Austin. Oh, yeah. Austin's Angels.
Oh, Lord.
So funny.
I don't know why they have to keep doing that stuff. Then there's the Scamperer Squad with Steve in it. But anyway, in the end, Liz puts up Becky and John as nominees.
And that was a surprise.
It was a surprise. Like, I thought she would...
I thought she'd put up Vanessa.
Right, because this has been going on now for a couple of weeks, that everybody knows that Vanessa's playing the game hard, and she's this and that, and but nobody will get her out.
Yeah.
They keep saying they're going to, but then it comes down to it, and they don't put her up.
Yeah.
So, the veto competition is Liz, John, Becky, Austin, Meg, and Steve.
Mm-hmm.
John feels like he's safe, so he's going to try and throw the competition, which I didn't think was very smart. But this veto competition was with Otev.
I love Lord. Otev. What do you mean, oh Lord?
Otev is old.
I like Otev.
I like him too.
Okay, let me just say, this Otev was especially funny because he sounded like a Southern Baptist preacher.
Oh, goodness.
He was so funny.
He was singing. He was talking really exaggerated. Like, it was so funny to me.
He was like a rock and roll kind of hippie-ish. Yep. And he kept saying, what did he keep saying? I need some butter! It cracked me up!
Bring me the butter!
Why was he saying that?
So, for this one, they had to search out. He would give a clue that he would kind of sing. And then they would have to go down the slippery slope and look around for, like, slabs of butter that had people's names on it.
Yeah.
And he said, bring me my butter! Great. So, it was funny.
It.
Yeah, it was great. But in the end, Liz wins. So she's HOH, she's won the veto.
Yeah, so she's holding all the power in the house. She's
holding all the power. After all this jibba-jabber and all this talk, she does nothing and she leaves the nominations the same.
Again, another mistake, another missed opportunity
exactly.
to get Vanessa out. Now, they all claim to hate Vanessa and want her out.
Yep.
But no one's, except James, is willing to actually put her up.
Right. Actually, John wants to, but he can never get HOH.
That's true.
So... And, I mean, this has been, like, the last 2 weeks. That's all we hear about.
But Meg, during the OTEV...
Oh, yeah.
So, the butter and the slope. Of course,
the
it's
butter!
Like...
Oh, my gosh. She created a monster.
That's how he said it.
It is.
It was great.
So she's slipping and sliding. Meg took the hardest fall
she did.
Ever. Like, she landed on her face.
Oh.
Yeah, she took it all to the face.
And it looked like it hurt. It was to the point where all the house guests was like, oh my God, is she okay?
That's and they awesome. Kept showing it in like slow motion over and over.
Oh, and of course.
They showed it. Even Julie showed it on the show the next day or whatever.
CBS is going to play up somebody getting hurt.
Definitely.
But yeah, they kept playing it in slow motion and I'm like,
oh God, it was so funny.
It really makes you wince. Like, you can tell it really, really hurt.
Oh yeah, that was a hard bounce. Oh, her head bounced off the thing.
And someone, was it John or James? But someone in the diary room was like, I've never seen anyone break a fall with their face until now.
Oh, that was great. Poor Meg. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. So, also part of the eviction episode, they showed Steve's backstory. So, he's from small town in New York, and the whole town is behind him, which is kind of cool.
It is.
Yeah. They also showed the jury house. Mm-hmm. So, we see Shelley in there, and then we see Jackie coming in and her filling her in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then we get to the eviction, and Becky is evicted.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that was a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of made an alliance with John, and he felt he was so safe, and I was really worried that he was going to get evicted.
Mm-hmm.
Because he threw the veto and everything. He did a stupid speech, but...
Yeah.
And so coming up next week, we did have the HOH.
Mm-hmm.
Which was another endurance, actually, that carried over from Thursday night to Sunday. And unfortunately, the frickin' winner of that was Austin.
Boo.
Big boo.
Yeah.
So, let's see. He put up John and Steve.
But production, DR, is interfering and... trying to get him, like, they're trying to save John.
Okay.
They keep telling Austin, because Austin comes out of the diary room and tells Liz that the DR keeps telling him that someone's lying to him and hinting that it's Steve.
Oh.
So, as usual, production is interfering.
Yep. And he keeps saying he wants to get Vanessa out. Mm-hmm. Like, this whole past episode was, like, 45 freaking minutes of him...
Right.
Doing, you know, deciding, okay, I'm going to do it. And I keep thinking to myself, you don't have the balls to do it. And in the end, he doesn't do it.
No.
Drives me crazy.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know any veto or anything like that.
Okay.
But I know Zingbot's coming next week.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for that.
I do like Zingbot.
Okay. But you don't like Otev?
I'm kind of tired of Otev. At least the last Otev I saw. Enough.
Well, this guy was great. Don't make me do it again.
Apparently so. Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
Bring me the butter. So that's all I have for... That's it for BBUS, right, Elmarie?
Yes. Now, one thing I did find out...
Yes.
So, I always assumed that the house guest signed, a disclosure not to say anything about the show, like, ever.
After, right? Yeah.
But apparently, a couple of the past house guests were tweeting back and forth. So, for 1 year, they're under contract, and it's 1 year after, from the finale date of your season.
Okay.
That you're not allowed to say anything, like production-related. And you can't write a book for 3 years after the finale date.
Okay, who would even read that book?
I would.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
You asked the wrong question to the wrong person.
Okay. Anywho, keep going.
I really want to know, like, the behind the scenes, the secrets of Big Brother.
Okay.
But I'm kind of disappointed that no one's doing it.
Yeah, there hasn't been anything.
No. Like, they may talk here and there. Like, do you both remember June?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I like her.
I like her, too. So, she tweets stuff about production all the time. Like, she's always saying how production was telling people secrets and spilling on what other people are saying in the DR. She's always talking about production now. Obviously, she's out of her contract.
Yeah.
But I would love
And she
to
won.
Read, and she won.
Yeah.
I'd love to read a book, though.
Yeah, I can see it from that perspective. But if it's like some stupid person True. That I didn't like.
Yeah, it depends on who it's from.
Yeah, but June would be a good one, actually.
She would be good.
Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she was funny.
She
yeah.
is really funny.
Right. I want to go back and watch her season, but I think you have to subscribe to the
oh really
to the feeds to get access to the old seasons.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
That I think. I need to research that.
Okay.
Hmm.
I would like to go back
all on YouTube?
I don't... You know what? I need to go and look. Don't quote me on that because I don't know, but...
Okay.
I would like to go back and watch some of the old seasons.
Yeah, I would too sometime.
Back
been so
when it
long.
Was good, you know, and I enjoyed watching
it. Yeah.
And it was good.
It was something mm-hmm. new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even new, but just the enjoyable years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before all the... I mean, they might have done all that manipulation and shit back then, but I didn't know it. And I think it made me enjoy it better.
I agree.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So
they
remember,
had diverse people.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They had a lot more diversity, I thought, back then.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Like young and old, black and mm-hmm. white, all of this, all of that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it wasn't just models. And I know we've talked about that before and stuff, but.
So speaking of past house guests.
Yes.
Julie did an interview and said that she's been pushing for next season to be in All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
But not like the old All-Stars. She wants it to be an All-Stars of all of the previous winners.
Ooh.
All the way from season one to current.
Oh,
wow.
I might watch that.
And I think that would be so good.
That would be great.
Yeah. So hopefully she gets in her hubby's ear and it happens.
Oh, please.
What's his name? Les Nessman?
What show is that from?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Sorry. Now, Sister K, can we go back to
yeah,
what
were
you
going
to
say?
Oh, hell.
You said you were going to remember.
Oh, we were talking about
movie,
talking about
theaters.
The
and...
theaters, movies.
Yeah, eating.
Eating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to talk about fat people.
Okay.
Because
okay.
you know how we started this podcast way back in the day when we started about, because on TV they always would show black people on these shows in stereotypical ways.
Okay.
So, on Survivor, they'd get the one black person out of the whole country that couldn't swim.
Yeah.
Or they'd get a black woman who they know would be volatile and angry or whatever. And we'd put her with a bunch of people that would piss her off. That you already know this. They're trying to perpetuate this story. So that's kind of how, excuse me, how we started. Well, I'm here to take up for overweight people because... I think we were talking last week, and it came up, and I had my TV on. We were doing our after show, and they were doing one of those extreme weight loss TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
And this woman, she was older lady, and I only know this because they flashed her age up there, otherwise I wouldn't have known. And they showed this woman, like, in the reel that they show at the very beginning of what they're going to talk about that hour and her weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
And they show her at the movies with a bucket of popcorn, like a bucket, not a bag, a bucket, and a big-ass drink, and a box of whatever kind of candy, and then another box of candy, and then a bag of licorice.
Oh, come on.
And another box of candy. And I'm thinking,
come on.
Okay, now. And then they showed her going through the drive-thru, and they show her eating, like, three hamburgers. She had three hamburgers there.
What?
Now. This, to me, is perpetuating the story that overweight people, and I'm one of them, eat four and five hamburgers in a sitting. And when they go to the movies, they eat popcorn plus four or five bags of candy and a large soda.
That's not true.
That is not true.
No.
That is not true. I don't eat that much shit at once. I can't get through a bucket of popcorn in a movie theater. Unless I am starved, and that's
I can get through a small.
A small bag.
Possibly a medium.
A large bucket? No.
No.
And a large as drink? That my stomach would be sloshing
if I drank too much. Ate
that much. When I go to Whataburger, I don't get three hamburgers. When I go to KFC, I don't get a bucket and eat the whole fucking bucket.
Right.
I eat 2-3 pieces.
Yeah.
Depending on if they're I like legs, so I get like 3 legs or a wing and 2 legs or, you know.
3 legs.
Or I'm like, I don't like breast meat.
I only eat wings.
See, I like the legs. I get extra legs in my buckets.
Okay.
Extra
my
legs.
My point is.
Extra legs
extra
in my
Extra legs.
Piernas at my KFC. I tell it to him in Spanish. But my point is. fat people don't sit and eat like that. And I don't know why these shows are, you know, they told her, you know what, lady, in order for you to be on this weight loss show, I need you to act like you're going to the movies and get all this shit. You know, she probably told them, I don't get all this shit when I go to the movies.
Probably.
Or, hey, lady, I'm going to have you go through the drive-thru and show you at the table with 4 and 5 fucking hamburgers.
Yeah.
I see overweight people out all the time, myself included. And I've never seen in real life someone who sits there and orders and eats multiple hamburgers or a stack of candy boxes. Like, never.
Never.
I never see it.
Never. I have not either. But it rubbed me wrong when I saw that. And it just so happened to glance up. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? This is not how fat people live. Hell, you can be fat and be you can be bigger and be somewhat healthy if you combine exercise and try to eat right. Because not all fat people are fat because they eat 5,000 hamburgers in a sitting.
Exactly.
Right.
Sometimes it's just the way that their metabolism is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they could have a medical problem.
Right.
And sometimes it could be they don't get enough exercise for what they eat. They still ain't eating 4 hamburgers in one sitting.
No.
Hell no.
You have to be starved to eat that much.
Right.
And even then your stomach wouldn't let you because it's shrunk.
Yeah. That's true.
Anyway, I just had to bring that up because it was annoying to me.
Okay.
Just like on Survivor, they get these fucking people who can't swim or they get these disrespectful. That's another thing about Survivor. It makes me mad. I think they do it on purpose, but I can't confirm it. They get these disrespectful black men who talk any old kind of way to the women, perpetuating this myth that black men don't respect women.
Well, they got white people doing the same thing on that show.
I know, but
white men.
But all I can tell you is how my feeling is that they do it to black men.
Yeah, but remember that jackass last season?
Yes.
Mike or something?
Whatever his name was.
I don't remember. But he was a jackass.
They had several jackass men on that show.
Right.
But the one that struck me was the black man. Because he was extra.
He went crazy all of a sudden,
And then they get another black man another season who fucking can't swim. He's gasping for air in shallow water.
Well, I can't fault him for that.
Elle Marie, this is my point. This would be like me and you going to audition for fucking Survivor, and they pick you, knowing your ass can't swim.
That's true.
That's what I'm talking about. Because they're purpose.
Well, both of you, because you've both watched Survivor for many seasons, do you feel like that Survivor's MO, casting people with stereotypes?
Yes.
Okay.
Just an A.
Yes, I'm just kidding. Yes, and I mean, it becomes more and more obvious because it's just like the same thing every year.
Okay.
You know? But I didn't know about the black people can't swim thing.
Well, that is a stereotype because they can
swim. I didn't know that.
Well, some people can't, but a lot can.
But there's a lot of other people that can't swim, I'm sure, too.
Well, true, but I mean...
But if you're going on those shows,
But why? Like, I, knowing I can't swim, I would never try out for Survivor.
Exactly. Or you take a lesson.
Exactly.
You're on an island. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And you're they did be that in the water. Shit on The Amazing Race, too. Those that was two crazy. Sisters
yep.
couldn't effing swim. And they always have at least one or two swimming challenges.
Exactly.
And especially knowing they couldn't swim, that season they just so happened to have an ocean task and right. a diving off of a high board diving task.
Oh, wow. Right.
And these two girls were scared of water, first of all, and couldn't even do that.
Yeah, I mean, that was just...
I kind of have to fault them, too, because, again, you know your ass can't swim. So, why are you on the show and you know type of swimming will be involved?
Yeah, you got to be ready for everything. You got to eat crazy stuff. You got to jump off something. You're
going
to swim.
That would be like me going on Survivor, and I'm scared of fucking bugs.
Mm-hmm. Right, or rats.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm scared of bugs, which is why I would never go on Survivor.
Ditto. There's rats on the show?
Well, they there's got rats on these islands.
Yeah.
Eek.
And monkeys and shit. Snakes.
Snakes.
Oh, goodness, no.
Mm-hmm. Chickens.
Ooh. And they show them rats at night coming up on to eat their food.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
But my point is, they picked that shit, I feel, like it's purposeful. Because you cannot tell me they didn't get... another black person who could swim, and they just decide, let's pick this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of all black people in the fucking country.
Right. Or they put them in a situation like we saw on Big Brother a couple seasons ago. Yes. Where they want them to explode.
Yep.
And it got so bad.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the worst.
But it's a CBS
ever.
Also. It's still the same
network.
That's
right, it's CBS, yeah.
That's true. Survivor is CBS also.
Yeah. And some... Usually, it's rare. There's a rare season where the black person isn't the first one voted off in Survivor also.
Right.
It's true. I mean, shit, we could probably go look the shit up.
But yeah.
The bottom line is it's annoying after a while.
Yeah.
And then, what other thing that annoys me about it is that they only put one, quote-unquote, minority. It's either one black person or one Latin person or one Asian person. You can't have a mixed mash.
Right. I know.
I need to pull up the cast of, like, Big Brother 1 and Survivor 1, just to see and compare it to current seasons.
It's probably no different.
No, I think probably it was way more diverse back then.
I thought it was. At least it was with, like, the age range.
Yeah, I know they had a lot of more older people.
Like, their jobs.
The backgrounds, yeah, definitely.
Anyway, sorry, I got us up on a tangent.
That's
again,
all right.
But... The fat people thing, eating five hamburgers in it, that's just too much.
It's not true.
It's not true. They need to
believe it.
Y'all quit doing that.
Yeah.
And I think that was on ABC, whatever that show, the weight loss show is. Y'all should be ashamed for that.
Yeah.
Shame.
That's ridiculous.
Ooh. Game of Thrones.
Huh?
Game of Thrones. Shame.
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 Sorry.
That goes right over my head.
I know. Somebody else will get it out there.
It's good. They have this big old, big ass nun ringing a bell talking shame.
Shame.
Okay, anywho. So we had one piece of feedback.
Okay.
And it is from Kim from Baltimore.
Hello.
And she says, just before the veto comp, oh, sisters, I am loving James. He knows Clay and Shelly are largely responsible for his buds going home, and he's not a giant waffling wuss. Shelly is the fakest person playing the game since Rachel Riley, excuse me.
Richard.
I know.
That's what I was thinking.
I was like, Richard?
Rachel was fake. Ugh.
I hope nothing happens to change up the game and keep her sneaky line ass home. Don't get me wrong, I have nothing against lying in the Big Brother game. Chilltown and Derek are probably my three favorite good players in the game. And there are no bigger liars who ever play the game. But they weren't snivelly about it. I heard there is a player named Steve in the game. Have you seen him? Me neither.
Me neither.
Oh well, Johnny Mac is laying low this week and I can't muster any interest in the rest of them. So have a good week. Kim from Baltimore. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim, very much. You are right on.
Heck yeah. We can barely muster enough, too.
Exactly. But I'm a James fan. Elmery likes James.
I do, yeah.
So, well, he's funny.
And Kim was the only email we had. So, guess what that means? Woohoo! Kim, you win our feedback contest.
All right, all right. Woohoo. Way to go, Kim.
I think we said for this podcast, we would send like an Amazon gift card or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So look for something in your inbox within the next week.
Yay!
And boo hiss to all the rest of y'all. What?
Exactly.
Happened?
Write a what fucking happened? Letter. Come on now. We need some feedback.
People better write in to say it's dropping these F bombs.
She might come get you for real.
Okay. Come on now.
For real.
I'm Makes happy for Kim, but in. Let's go.
So, for next time, definitely get your feedback in. We're not having a contest, but we would still like to hear from you.
Yes.
Yes, please.
We are going to start talking about Celebrity Big Brother UK.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, we are going to have a live tweet event on Thursday when the show launches, and it's going to be Central Standard Time, or Eastern Central Time. It'd be 7 Central, 8 Eastern.
Yep.
Thursday.
Yes.
Which is the 27th of August.
2015. Just in case.
We're all going to hit play on our favorite YouTube channel and live tweet and watch the show. It should be a lot of fun. So if you are available at that time, we'd love to have you join us.
Yes.
And send in your feedback on what you think about UK versus US. What are you thinking about Big Brother 17? We want to
know. What are you thinking in general?
What are you thinking in general?
So really quick, who are a couple of the celebrities, in particular the ones that people are familiar with?
Okay, we got a hoe. We got another hoe.
And another hoe.
We got another hoe. And that's about it.
We have, I know
a Baldwin brother.
Daniel Baldwin, which is not one of my faves. I like Stephen and I like, what's the other one? Stephen. What's the one that's always in fight? Alec, yes.
Alec? Okay.
That's who they need to get. He crazy.
He is crazy.
Yeah. Billy, he's cute. Or he used to be. I haven't seen him lately, so I don't know. And Daniel, what did he... I don't really know what he's been in, but I know he's been in several movies.
Okay.
Tila Tequila, she's going to be in the house. I also saw that Jenna Jameson is going to be in the house.
Oh, it really is like hoes.
See, I'm not making this shit up.
You're not.
Nope.
Who else? Hulk Hogan.
There's a man ho, isn't there?
I think Hulk Hogan is one that we saw.
Is he confirmed?
I don't know. See, there's a bunch of different.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's confirmed yet.
I don't know either, honestly.
But that would be interesting.
That would. He's a little much. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That Dickinson lady you were talking about, she's in there?
Oh, yeah. Janice Dickinson.
Okay. Yeah.
She's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
Oh, the rapper dude, you know?
Fat Man Scoop.
Yep.
Oh, he's in there. Okay.
I like him. All right. You know, I like his music. He used to have a podcast, too, with his wife.
I know.
Interesting.
That, I used to watch way back in the day. I think now it's you have to pay for it, but or at least the last time I looked at it, I think you had to pay for it.
Gotcha.
I saw somewhere that Dina Lohan was going to be in it, but I don't know if that's confirmed. Yeah, so I don't know about that one.
Well, it should be interesting.
It should be.
Yes.
And I don't know any of the British people.
No. So we'll talk about that with BBUK.
Thursday.
Coming up.
Well, yeah. We'll talk about it on Thursday for sure.
Yes.
All right, all right. All right.
Okay, so send in your feedback to sissaspeak@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail with our SpeakPipe app, which you can find on our website. sisterspeakpodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/sisterspeakpodcast. We do have a Facebook group, and it's called Sister Speak Nation. Woo! It's a private group, but you can ask to join, and we will accept you as long as you're not a spammer, because we will cut you from the group.
Cut you.
We are on Twitter. I'm at @_SisterK.
I am at @LiteraryMarie.
And I am at @AKSIDS.
You can also leave us a traditional voicemail by calling 972-755-1215. Okay, well, that is it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.